From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled The Greatest Choice by John Wilkerson, narrated by Gordon Dixon. Now is the time for us to make the greatest choice of our lives. Election time is a nation's moment to choose elected officials. However, there is an even greater choice each of us must make. A choice that will determine where we will be for all eternity. In 2008, when the Florida Gators won the national championship, Tim Tebow used eyeblack to display John 3:16 under his eyes. This verse, seen by millions, was searched online by 94 million people that night. It reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Why is John 3:16 the greatest verse? It contains, number one, the greatest person, for God. God is the creator of the universe, making everything from nothing. God is the sustainer, providing everything we need to live. God is the ruler of the universe, governing with perfect wisdom and power. He is the greatest lover, unmatched in his capacity to love. God is the judge. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to him. Number two, the greatest love. So loved the world. The word "so" signifies the immeasurable extent of God's love directed toward each of us individually and collectively. Despite the lie that God doesn't care, the truth is that God loves each of us deeply. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Number three, the greatest mass of people, the world. God's love extends to every person, regardless of age, race, or status. God's desire is for all to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Number four, the greatest sacrifice. He gave his only begotten Son. God's love is demonstrated through the greatest sacrifice, giving his Son, Jesus Christ. The depth of this sacrifice is beyond understanding. God gave his Son to suffer and die for our sins so we would not have to pay for them ourselves. Number five, the greatest gift, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus is the greatest gift, central to this verse and to the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Through Jesus, we receive the righteousness of God, without which we cannot stand before God. Jesus' sacrifice makes it possible for us to be reconciled to God. If God is willing to take you as you are with all your sin, would you make the greatest choice to take him as your Savior? Call out to him in simple faith. Ask him to save you from an eternity of paying for your sin in hell, and accept the greatest gift, eternal life with God through Jesus Christ.